This episode of HPC Wire Soundbite is sponsored by Mellanox Technologies, the leading supplier of end-to-end connectivity solutions for HPC and cloud server and storage clustering. www.mellanox.com.
This is HPC Wire Soundbite, your weekly source of commentary and insight on the HPC stories shaping the industry, with Michael Feldman, editor of HPC Wire, and Addison Snell, CEO of Intersect 360 Research. And now, here are your hosts, Michael Feldman and Addison Snell.
Financial services take center stage at HPC conferences.
Our newest senior analyst breaks them all down.
Hello, everyone, and good morning for a special edition of HPC Wire Soundbite for September 29th, 2010. I'm Michael Feldman, editor of HPC Wire, and I'm joined by Addison Snell, CEO of Intersect 360. And we also have with us Sue Korn, senior analyst at Intersect 360. Welcome to the show, Addison and Sue.
Hey, Michael. Thanks a lot. And this is an exciting moment for us. I get to introduce our newest senior analyst, Sue Korn, on the call. Sue's been working with us for a little more than a month now, and focusing in particular on a lot of these non-traditional, what we call edge HPC areas that go on outside of science and engineering. So we're delighted to have Sue. Sue, say hello.
Hey, thanks, guys. I'm really delighted to be on the podcast today.
And Sue, you've got a particular background in finance, which makes your views here particularly pertinent.
That's true. Yeah, I've spent 20 years in the financial services industry. I started out in equity research, moved into investment banking, worked with investment management companies, did some consumer and commercial banking. And my responsibilities included things like business analytics, strategic and financial planning, investment decisioning, information management, very much using data and information to make better business decisions.
Well, this is really good timing because, you know, just this past week or the week before, we've had a couple of recent events aimed at the financial services space in related to HPC. We had the High Performance Computing Financial Markets Conference, and then subsequently the High Performance Technologies for Trading and Risk Conference. And we're fortunate you guys attended these events, so you'll have something to say. So let's start off with the first one, the one happened in New York the previous week, HPC Financial Markets. I'd kind of like to get your general impressions of that event and sort of what were the big themes there this year.
I thought it was a very interesting conference. The brochure discussions were great on paper. I really enjoyed reading the brochure. But the actual discussions when we got on the ground bore very little resemblance to what the brochure had promised. It may be that's the case in many conferences, but you know, that was just my overall take on it.
Sue, I kind of agreed with you, and I've been to this conference before, obviously, but, you know, one of the challenges that flag management has with this goes on with a lot of these smaller, especially industry-specific conferences, which is you get the vendor sponsorships, which pay for the whole thing, but then the vendors, of course, want to have their say, and I think that was reflected not only in the keynote, which was an excellent keynote by Microsoft, but nevertheless, Sue, I think you were noticing that it was kind of product launchy, and then as you got into the panels, you'd have a panel moderated by someone at Cisco, where one of the panelists was also from Cisco, and they would seem to weave in a lot of Cisco relevant content into whatever the panel discussion was originally meant to be, don't you think?
Yeah, I completely agree. I think the one you're mentioning was the cloud discussion, which was three Cisco representatives, one from Savvis, and then one user from Deutsche Bank, who tried really hard to get a couple words in. But I thought, you know, it was very much Cisco's website to me.
So both of those, Microsoft, I guess, and the panel, I mean, you guys talked about cloud. Was there a lot of cloud talk there this year? I know like the year before it was all about latency, or a lot of it was about latency. That seemed to be the theme. And even the year before that, that was a big technology focus. Was there actually more cloud computing focus this year?
There was more. I don't think it dominated everything. And still, as much as they would promise practical implementations of cloud, it's still something that for these real high-performance workflows is not yet that dominant. It was more vendors talking about what their solutions for cloud purport to be and less about end users who are saying, here's the way we implemented a cloud to solve these problems.
Right, Addison, I agree with you on that. I think there was also a fairly heavy discussion of regulatory and compliance issues and the complexity surrounding that with regard to using the cloud.
There was a lawyer talking who was saying, here are all the regulatory reasons why you should never use a cloud at a bank, right?
Ever, I think was that took out of that.
But if you do, please, here's my card, please retain our services.
Indeed. I think another part of the conference that I thought was interesting was, you know, I'm coming at this from the edge HPC perspective. And, you know, the way that Intersect 360 approaches our research methodology is to really listen to the users and what the users are doing with HPC. So I was very much looking forward to, there was one that was billed as putting HPC to work in a multinational bank. So I was thinking, hey, great, this is my opportunity to see how this particular multinational bank uses HPC in their applications. And the conversation actually was more on the importance of programming skill to program to exploit system architecture like parallelism using GPUs, for example, to really accelerate what they're doing, which was very interesting. And I thought the presenter was excellent, but it had nothing to do with putting HPC to work in a multinational bank, in my opinion. It was very much a programming discussion. So
it's another bait and switch they got you on.
They got me. Yep, got me again.
Michael, it's not that there wasn't any good content, and obviously we love going and making all the contacts and the relationships, and there was good stuff there, but as Sue points out, it was hard to find the nuggets that you were looking for, and I think we both would have preferred to see a little more user-driven content overall.
Yeah, we got great nuggets. They just weren't the nuggets we were expecting to get, if that makes any sense.
Exactly. Right. I think I remember from years past that the HPC Wall Street, which used to be HPC Wall Street, is sort of vendor focused and everybody comes out with their latest products or offerings. And but that's good. It kind of gives you a feel for where, you know, their customers are seeing the pain points, at least. But yeah, it would be nice to get a little more user focus on some of those. But you guys also, you attended the next one, the High Performance Trading and Risk Conference, which I'm not familiar with at all, but it certainly sounds like that should be HPC focused as well. What was sort of your impression on that, and how would it compare to the financial markets event?
I think we'll be able to talk about that. First, we should probably take a quick break for our sponsor.
Mellanox's end-to-end 40 gigabits per second InfiniBand connectivity products, consisting of ConnectX 2IO adapter products, cables and comprehensive IS5000 family of fixed and modular switches, deliver industry-leading performance, efficiency, and economics for the best return on investment for performance interconnects. Mellanox provides its worldwide customers with the broadest, most advanced, and highest performing end-to-end networking solutions for the world's most compute-demanding applications. For more information on Mellanox's end-to-end connectivity solutions for HPC and cloud server and storage clustering, visit www.mellanox.com.
So, Michael, you were just asking us about this newer conference, High Performance Technologies in Trading and Risk. I will admit I was not at that show myself, but Sue Korn fortunately was. Sue, what did you think of the second conference you went to?
I thought it was very well done. This is a conference that they've done a few times. It sounds like they did one in New York earlier this year. I think they said in April. They did another one in London maybe 2 weeks ago. And then this one was in New York, and they're planning to do this periodically. The official name of the conference is High Performance Technologies for Trading and Risk, and it's presented by A-Team Insight Exchange. They call it their Insight Exchange Conference. It was very well moderated. I thought Phil Harris and Andrew Delaney did a nice job of kind of setting up the discussions. They provided their own framework outlining business and technology issues for each topic and then provided their take on it and then opened up the discussion. And most sessions had 4 to 5 panelists. And I thought, you know, I thought it was much easier to know what the topic was going to be about. So it was easy to decide which session to go to and what, you know, based on what your own interests are. So, yeah, I thought it was a very well done conference, in my own opinion.
You know, one thing I noticed, Sue, was that in describing the conferences, the first one, the HPC and financial markets, would explicitly use the term HPC in resonating to the people it was talking to. But the second one, high performance technologies in trading and risk, seemed to avoid the term HPC and put more of the emphasis on the application. Did that hold true during the event itself?
I absolutely agree with that. I think I heard the term HPC a handful of times. They really spent more time talking about the particular issues that are facing trading and risk applications, and you know how people are addressing it. And you know, there was less of a product plug from the vendors that were participating. It was in a large part similar vendors, but because of the way that A-Team laid out the questions and drove and moderated the discussions, it really was more of a back and forth and more of a discussion of the topic rather than of their particular products and how their products solved the problems.
Were there specific technologies that they were focusing on there? Did they map the technologies to the applications, or how was that presented? I mean, it's called high-performance technologies. Was there that emphasis actually there?
I think the breakout sessions went into, it would be a vendor presenting their solution for a particular industry problem. The ones that I did not attend those, I attended the general sessions. You know, so one of them was talking about global exchanges and the fragmented nature of exchanges worldwide, and how technology is being used to, or, you know, what kinds of ways you can address those issues to meet latency requirements and achieve best execution. So that was kind of an interesting discussion. They didn't necessarily go in great detail into what exact products solve that, but you can tell by those who are participating on the panel that they have products that solve those problems or try to solve those problems.
You know, the reason I brought up the distinction between calling out HPC or not is one of the things we've noticed in talking with the user community is in finance in particular, you get a lot of these broader edge HPC segments. A lot of those end users we found don't necessarily associate with the term HPC if you hit them with it. But if you talk about trading and risk and analytics and those things, those terms do resonate, don't you think, Sue?
Yeah, I agree with that. I saw terms more like complex event processing or
sure.
You know, process optimization, which is really right in the middle of our definition of the edge HPC market. But you're absolutely right. They certainly don't consider themselves as doing HPC. They think of themselves as doing complex event processing.
Yeah, that's my impression as well. It makes it actually hard to cover this space sometimes for me because they don't associate themselves with traditional HPC, so they use other sort of semantics and keywords when talking about it, but then when you dig down, they actually are using the same technologies. It's just they're doing it in their own way and they're using their own sort of language to do it.
Yeah, and when we start looking at you know the breakdown of the finance vertical, it actually is one where we have to give a certain amount of care to breaking it out, because there's the financial analytics, which is a traditional HPC component that not only us, but other members of the analyst community have counted for a while. And then, you know, for us, that accounts for, just to pick a number to look at server shipments, it accounted for about $284 million in server shipments in 2009. But to look beyond that into other areas that don't fit those traditional analytics definitions that get into high-frequency trading, which is a complex event processing application, or on-the-fly fraud detection, which is another complex event processing. You get the things in business intelligence and capital markets and data mining, some of the other high-end BI categories. And if you add in all of those pieces, it more than doubles the size of the overall market to about $750 million just in the server component. Then, of course, you add in the storage, the software, it all gets up larger than that as well. So it's actually a very important market. It's a fast-growing market in HPC right now, and there's a lot of depth to it in a lot of different areas.
Yeah, I thought one of the things that they brought up, an application that I thought was really interesting, was this, you know, the idea of risk management. When, you know, we have had all these issues in the markets over the last 2 years, the technology just hasn't existed to be able to handle the sheer volume of messages that they have to go through to understand their risk position at any given time. And the implication is even that they don't have it now. So, you know, it used to be the case that you could run a Monte Carlo simulation of, you know, your 10,000 passes and you'd run it overnight to understand your risk position and your value at risk. Now you're able to do many, many more, so a million in a couple of minutes, but it's still, when you're talking about a trading situation, you have cross-asset algorithms where you've got to be running multiple assets against each other. It's really a lot of analysis and a lot of data, and the technology is very much coming along. It's almost there, but it's still, there's a long way to go.
And Sue, you mentioned before about the GPUs. I guess you were at the GPU Tech Conference last week that Addison and I talked about on last week's show, but you actually talked to some, or you listened to some of the financial folks there. What was sort of your impression of the GPU technology in that space?
I really enjoyed that conference. I'm very much a, have a user bias, if you will, coming from the industry. I also like to hear what people are doing with the technology. So the way that that conference was set up was I was able to sit in on many, many, maybe 8 or 10 different discussions where financial services companies were presenting what it was that they'd been able to do with the technology. What applications they've been in, what kind of speed up have they gotten using a graphical processor rather than just a regular CPU? Getting into the coding and the how you actually get in there to make that work. I thought it was a really well done conference. There's a lot of users there for the HPC space as well, traditional HPC as well as edge HPC. I just wish there was more of me and I could have gone to more of the sessions that are concurrent,
Yeah, that was a big conference. But I'm glad you got a chance to see the financial folks, because when I was there, they weren't as apparent to me as some of those other user spaces and sessions. So that's interesting that you actually got to tap into some of that.
It was heavily Monte Carlo focused, which is something that's very easy. It's, embarrassingly parallel, easy to put on a GPU, easy to get very big lift from, going from traditional code to this more parallel code. And so it was a lot of the discussions had to do with Monte Carlo simulations, but it was very interesting.
Cool. That probably wraps up our show for the day. We hit all three conferences, and it sounds like there was a lot of activity. And I'm sure that won't be the end of it for the year, but that was a great overview of what's going on sort of in the financial services and market space in HPC. And Sue, thanks for being on the show. It was great to have you, and hopefully we'll have you back real soon.
It's my pleasure, Michael. Thank you for having me.
This was a special midweek edition. We'll be back wrapping up an NCMS event and HPC 360 on Friday.
That's right. All right. Until then, guys.
All right. Thanks, Michael.
Take care.
This episode of HPC Wire Soundbite has been sponsored by Mellanox Technologies, the leading supplier of end-to-end connectivity solutions for HPC and cloud server and storage clustering. www.mellanox.com.
You've been listening to HPC Wire Soundbite with Michael Feldman and Addison Snell. Got a question or comment for Michael or Addison? Email soundbite@hpcwire.com. HPC Wire Soundbite is available every Friday afternoon from iTunes or at hpcwire.com. HPC Wire, the leading source for global news and information covering the ecosystem of high productivity computing.